Welcome to the Book of Mormon podcast. My name's Kyle, and I'm just a guy who really enjoys reading the Book of Mormon. As we journey through the text together, I'll do my best to help you stay on top of all the characters and storylines that are going on. But if you have any doctrinal or historical questions, you can get those answered in real time by reaching out on mormon.org/chat. Got another twofer for you today. We're going to be reading 1 Nephi chapters 8 and 9. Up to this point in the Book of Mormon, we've been hanging out with one particular family. There's Lehi, who's the father of the family. He's a prophet who has lots of visions. His wife is Sariah, and they have four sons, Laman, Lemuel, Sam, and Nephi. Sam and Nephi are good sons. They listen to their father, and they believe in God. Laman and Lemuel are bad news. Up to this point, they've already tried to kill Nephi twice. They are just unhappy campers. So let's hop right into chapter 8, verse 1. And it came to pass that we had gathered together all manner of seeds of every kind, both of grain of every kind, and also of the seeds of fruit of every kind. And it came to pass that while my father tarried in the wilderness, he spake unto us, saying, Behold, I have dreamed a dream, or in other words, I have seen a vision. And behold, because of the thing which I have seen, I have reason to rejoice in the Lord because of Sam, and also of Nephi, for I have reason to suppose that they, and also many of their seed, will be saved. But behold, Laman and Lemuel, I fear exceedingly because of you. So, Lehi's just had another vision, and he says, because of this vision, he's happy about Nephi and Sam, and worried about Laman and Lemuel. You can imagine Laman and Lemuel are not excited to hear this vision. For behold, methought I saw in my dream a dark and dreary wilderness. Verse 5, and it came to pass that I saw a man, and he was dressed in a white robe, and he came and stood before me. And it came to pass that he spake unto me, and bade me follow him. And it came to pass that as I followed him, I beheld myself that I was in a dark and dreary waste. And after I had traveled for the space of many hours in darkness, I began to pray unto the Lord that he would have mercy on me, according to the multitude of his tender mercies. So Lehi in this vision sees a man in a white robe who says, Follow me, Lehi. So Lehi follows him, and he ends up in this dark and dreary place, and he prays to the Lord to have mercy on him. Verse 9, and it came to pass that after I had prayed unto the Lord, I beheld a large and spacious field. And it came to pass that I beheld a tree, whose fruit was desirable to make one happy. So after he prays, he sees this field, there's a tree in it, he desires the fruit. Verse 11, and it came to pass that I did go forth and partake of the fruit thereof. And I beheld that it was most sweet, above all that I had ever before tasted. Yea, and I beheld that the fruit thereof was white, to exceed all the whiteness that I had ever seen. And as I partook of the fruit thereof, it filled my soul with exceedingly great joy. Wherefore I began to be desirous that my family should partake of it also, for I knew that it was desirable above all other fruit. So Lehi has this vision, he sees this tree, the fruit thereof is super duper white and really, really sweet and delicious. He eats it and he wants his family to have some too. Verse 13. And as I cast my eyes round about, that perhaps I might discover my family also, I beheld a river of water, and it ran along, and it was near the tree of which I was partaking the fruit. And I looked to behold from whence it came, and I saw the head thereof a little way off. And at the head thereof I beheld your mother Sariah, and Sam and Nephi, and they stood as if they knew not whither they should go. So Lehi sees this river, at the head of the river are Sariah, Sam, and Nephi standing there looking lost. Verse 15, and it came to pass that I beckoned unto them, and I also did say unto them with a loud voice that they should come unto me and partake of the fruit which was desirable above all other fruit. And it came to pass that they did come unto me and partake of the fruit also. So Lehi calls out to Sariah, Sam, and Nephi, says, Come eat this fruit. They come, they eat the fruit. Verse 17, and it came to pass that I was desirous that Laman and Lemuel should come and partake of the fruit also. Wherefore I cast mine eyes toward the head of the river, that perhaps I might see them. And it came to pass that I saw them, but they would not come unto me and partake of the fruit. So Laman and Lemuel are somewhere off on their own. Lehi calls to them the same way he did with the rest of the family, but they refused to come and eat the fruit. Verse 19, and I beheld a rod of iron, and it extended along the bank of the river and led to the tree by which I stood. And I also beheld a straight and narrow path, which came along by the rod of iron even to the tree by which I stood. And it also led by the head of the fountain unto a large and spacious field, as if it had been a world. So along this river, there's a straight and narrow path that has this iron rod going along it. Verse 21,
and I saw numberless concourses of people, many of whom were pressing forward, that they might obtain the path which led unto the tree by which I stood. And it came to pass that they did come forth and commence in the path which led to the tree. And it came to pass that there arose a mist of darkness, yea, even an exceedingly great mist of darkness, insomuch that they who had commenced in the path did lose their way, that they wandered off and were lost. So this iron rod and this straight and narrow path that goes by this river leads to the tree where Lehi is standing. And there are lots of people trying to find their way to that tree, but there's this mist of darkness, this dark kind of fog maybe, and people get lost in it, and they can't find their way. Verse 24, and it came to pass that I beheld others pressing forward, and they came forth and caught hold of the end of the rod of iron. And they did press forward through the midst of darkness, clinging to the rod of iron, even until they did come forth and partake of the fruit of the tree. And after they had partaken of the fruit of the tree, they did cast their eyes about as if they were ashamed. So the secret to getting to the tree seems to be holding on to this rod of iron. And the people who hold on to it really tight are able to follow it through the midst of darkness and get to the tree. Yet there are some people who eat of the fruit, and then they cast their eyes about as if they're ashamed. They seem embarrassed by the fact that they've eaten the fruit. What's going on there? Let's find out. Verse 26. And I also cast my eyes round about, and beheld on the other side of the river of water a great and spacious building. And it stood as it were in the air, high above the earth. And it was filled with people, both old and young, both male and female, and their manner of dress was exceedingly fine. And they were in the attitude of mocking and pointing their fingers towards those who had come at and were partaking of the fruit. And after they had tasted of the fruit, they were ashamed because of those who were scoffing at them. And they fell away into forbidden paths and were lost. So on the other side of the river, there's this big building floating in the air and it's full of people. And they're making fun of anyone who's eating the fruit of the tree. And that's why even the people who hold on to that iron rod and make it through the fog and come to the tree and eat this delicious fruit become embarrassed and wander off and are lost because they are so ashamed that these people in this building are making fun of them. Verse 29, and now I, Nephi, do not speak all the words of my father, but to be short in writing, behold, he saw other multitudes pressing forward, and they came and caught hold of the end of the rod of iron, and they did press their way forward, continually holding fast to the rod of iron, until they came forth and fell down and partook of the fruit of the tree. And he also saw other multitudes feeling their way towards that great and spacious building. And it came to pass that many were drowned in the depths of the fountain, and many were lost from his view, wandering in strange roads. And great was the multitude that did enter into that strange building. And after they did enter into that building, they did point the finger of scorn at me and those who were partaking of the fruit also, but we heeded them not. These are the words of my father, for as many as heeded them had fallen away. So we have this divide. A lot of people are wandering off, going to this building, and as soon as they get there, they're making fun of everybody who's partaking of the fruit. But there are some who are persevering, who are making it to the tree and eating the fruit and staying put. Verse 35, and Laman and Lemuel partook not of the fruit, said my father. So just reemphasizing here, this is why Lehi is worried about Laman and Lemuel. He's had this dream. They did not eat the delicious fruit that the rest of the family partook of. Lehi takes this to be a very bad sign. Verse 36, and it came to pass, after my father had spoken all the words of his dream or vision, which were many, he said unto us, because of these things which he saw in a vision, he exceedingly feared for Laman and Lemuel. Yea, he feared lest they should be cast off from the presence of the Lord. And he did exhort them then with all the feeling of a tender parent, that they would hearken to his words, that perhaps the Lord would be merciful to them, and not cast them off. Yea, my father did preach unto them. And after he had preached unto them, and also prophesied unto them of many things, he bade them to keep the commandments of the Lord, and he did cease speaking unto them. So this is not the first time Lehi has preached at Laman and Lemuel, but this vision has renewed his concern for them. He's very worried about them, and he preaches at them with all the tender feeling of a parent. That's the end of chapter 8. Now we go to chapter 9, and this is sort of a parenthetical statement by Nephi. Verse 1, and all these things did my father see and hear and speak as he dwelt in a tent in the valley of Lemuel, and also a great many more things which cannot be written upon these plates. And now, as I have spoken concerning these plates, behold, they are not the plates upon which I make a full account of the history of my people, for the plates upon which I make a full account of my people I have given the name of Nephi, wherefore they are called the plates of Nephi, after mine own name, and these plates are also called the plates of Nephi. So Nephi has another set of plates where he makes the full historical account. These smaller plates that we're getting this story from serve a different purpose. Verse 3, nevertheless, I have received a commandment of the Lord that I should make these plates for the special purpose that there should be an account engraven of the ministry of my people. Upon the other plates should be engraven an account of the reign of the kings and the wars and contentions of my people. Wherefore, these plates are for the more part of the ministry. And the other plates are for the more part of the reign of the kings and the wars and the contentions of my people. So Nephi is saying, this record you're reading right now, this is just about the ministry of my people, just the spiritual things. Nephi has mentioned this before. But he's also telling us there's another account he's made which gives the full history, everything that happens with his people. Verse 5, wherefore the Lord hath commanded me to make these plates for a wise purpose in him, which purpose I know not. But the Lord knoweth all things from the beginning. Wherefore he prepareth a way to accomplish all his works among the children of men. And behold, he hath all power unto the fulfilling of all his words. And thus it is. Amen. So this is Nephi just once again testifying that you don't have to understand what God is up to, but if you listen to God and follow his commandments, you're going to be okay. In chapter 10, we're going to get back to Lehi and hear some more about the vision he saw.